You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
India have drawn the third test against Australia, and it's been quite a performance from the team that had three players injured during the game, one hobbling off the field when play ended. What a fight back, I'd say, as we celebrate this draw. My guest Ayaz Memon is with us. Ayaz, time to celebrate the draw, or maybe rue the win that could have been ours?
No, certainly not. I think it's a time for celebration, because this is a tremendous match-winning, match-saving effort, amongst the best that I have seen, and it'll rank very highly in India's performances, especially overseas, because this looked like a match in which we were doomed at the end of the fourth day. Two wickets had fallen, eight more wickets remaining, but two batsmen injured. And then, of course, a fifth day pitch against the rampaging Australian bowling attack. And then to, kind of manage a draw, losing only three wickets in the day, was something quite extraordinary. I haven't seen such a, resilience and such commitment, such character. These are all words that come very easily and very loosely otherwise, but they all apply to the effort put in by the Indian batsmen today. And especially Rishabh Pant, Cheteshwar Pujara, and then, of course, in the, great rearguard action from Hanuma Vihari, injured, battling pain, and Ravi Ashwin, who's taken so many blows on his, on his body, on his hands, and then very stout-heartedly being there in the middle to see the team, home, not losing this match. Fantastic effort.
I'm Menra Dorji.
And I'm Ayaz Memon.
And you're listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast on The Quint, powered by Farm Easy and Medibuddy.
An amazing day of cricket from the Indian team, and let me take you through what transpired today. India started the day at 98 for 2 with Pujara and Rahane at the crease. Rahane, though, fell in the first over of the day, and you'd have thought we'd see an early end to the match, but Rishabh Pant, an injured Rishabh Pant, who had been hit on his elbow during the first innings, came out to bat with Pujara, and a memorable and magical innings followed. They put together 148 runs with diametrically opposite innings, Pant batting at a strike rate of 80 by the time he got out on 97, and Pujara's strike rate improved to move to the 30s by the time he got out on 77. It was eventually Hanuma Vihari and Ravi Ashwin who got India to the end. Vihari batting almost 4 hours with an injured hamstring that didn't allow him to take many singles, almost none, in fact. Ashwin too showing a masterclass in handling Nathan Lyon's spin, batted 128 deliveries and scored 39. Now, Ayaz, your biggest performer of the day, a certain 97 that was as good as a double century, if you take it in the context of where the match stood when he came out to bat.
Yes, I think Rishabh Pant was certainly the performer of the day. I mean, not to take away anything from Pujara and Hanuma Vihari and Ashwin, but I thought that the counter-attacking innings played by Pant almost turned the tables on Australia. I mean, had he stuck around for another 30-40 minutes, who knows, whether, India could well have won this match. So I think he was really the key figure, the central figure in today's, the whatever play was seen on the last day, not the least because he had been injured. He was off the field for almost a day and a half, and then to come back and after losing Rahane so soon, for most of us who got up very early, we thought that maybe a little after lunch we'll see the end of the innings with Jadeja still not sure whether he'll bat or not. He would have, but there was no need for him to bat because Rishabh Pant, and I must, while we all loved the pyrotechnics of Rishabh Pant, must give a lot of credit to Cheteshwar Pujara. It's not easy for a major batsman, one of the stellar players, to end up playing second fiddle, especially to a youngster. But Pujara held his end up. Lots of concentration, great composure. And I think in between, every now and then, he would go up and advise Pant, to play his natural game, but also to kind of play a calculated risk, take a calculated risk rather than becoming reckless. And I think that helped the partnership grow. It was absolutely wonderful to watch.
I was actually going to ask you about Pujara next. 77, he scored off 205 deliveries. As you said, he played the perfect foil to Rishabh Pant's innings. Also sort of redemption for him. He played, so much talk about him after the first innings, but we needed him to do that, right? Hold one side, frustrate the bowlers, whereas, Rishabh Pant was going after them from the other end.
Yes, I mean, look, there is a certain kind of batsman that Pujara is. You can't expect him to bat like Rishabh Pant. He doesn't have that you know, it's not about ability, but it's about the mindset. And that's, and Pant can't bat like Pujara. So, I mean, you know, it was a great jugalbandi because they complemented each other. But, you know, the strike rate, etc., these must, as I, you know, we've discussed earlier, these must be seen in context. You know, what happens in the second innings, the nature and the demands made on the batsmen in the second innings were quite different from those in the first. So one can't compare those two exactly. They don't run parallel necessarily. All told, however, and that's really significant as far as I'm concerned, in this match, Pujara has come into his own in this series. Two half centuries, past 6,000 runs, that same obduracy which wore down Australia in 2018. And then that helped India to a series win. You know, there were glimpses of that. And remember, Pujara has got this ability to shift gears once he's past 30, 40. It's not that he will bat consistently only at 25-20, a strike rate of 25-28. He can go up to 50, even 55. If you look at his centuries he made in the 2018 series, they were all, you know, started slowly and then picked up pace. So going into the last test match, I think this is a terrific sign for India. You know, in fact, I think it might just be worrying the Australians a heck of a lot right now.
Hanuma Vihari injured almost, you know, as soon as he came on to bat, and you know that injury of course restricted his movement, so we sort of knew India were going for a draw after that, because you know they weren't, he and Ashwin weren't able to take too many runs, they were mostly defending. You think that in a way also helped India secure the draw, because they weren't going for the big shots, they weren't going for the big runs, so you know defending was the only target and the only option, and therefore you know a draw was easier to achieve?
No, I don't think so. I think you have to give credit to, you know, to these two batsmen for showing a lot of courage, physical courage, apart from, you know, technical aptitude. I mean, they got hit all over. Hanuma Vihari nursing a hamstring injury. And Ashwin, you know, I mean, he's not had a great run as a batsman the past few matches that he's played. But he brought all his, I think, knowledge growing up as a cricketer, because he used to open the innings when he started out in cricket. And he played these fast bowlers. The thing, most admirable quality about Ashwin was he got behind the line of every delivery. Even if it was a short pitch delivery going for his throat, he was not trying some airy-fairy stuff and trying to run away from the line of the ball. And that really frustrated the Australians, because the more they tried, the more secure he became, because he had read the pace of the pitch and the bounce of the pitch. Yes, there were some lucky edges, some chances which could have gone to hand. But all these things happened. Remember, they batted almost 44 overs. That's almost half a day. I mean, this was a outstanding defensive batsmanship to save a match by this pair.
Okay, Hanuma Vihari, there was also Rishabh Pant, Ravindra Jadeja, three of them injured. You know, you didn't know if Ravindra Jadeja was even going to come out and bat. I mean, just the kind of fight back that this Indian team have put, you know, I know we've talked about this before as well, but to, you know, have this match that we sort of thought would end in defeat, end in a draw. You don't have your captain, you don't have so many of your fast bowlers, and you know, still to be able to manage such magical outcomes like they did in the last and this game, it's almost unbelievable, you'd say.
Yes, but I think it also reflects that there is a certain, you know, ethos now in the team. Look, what happened in the first test match was a freak hour in which, you know, we got bowled out. India got bowled out. It's going to happen once in 50, 60 years. It's not something that can happen every time. You know, I mean, we've seen that in the how the team bounced back so strongly in the second test and here. This may have been a drawn match, but I think the moral victory, in fact, even the psychological victory, is also India's, because this is something that is going to put enormous pressure on the Australian team. Though India is a very, I mean, it's like a, you know, the walking wounded, the squad, because there's so many of them who are injured or hurt or, you know, etc., etc. So to find 11 fit players for the last test at Brisbane is going to be a bit of a task. But what has come through very clearly is that they are not willing to give up. And that's the greatest achievement, I think, so far on this tour. We don't know what's going to happen in the last match, but I think what we know is that India is not going to give up without a fight at all.
We've talked about so many of the great performances India have had in this series, but I just want to talk about Ravichandran Ashwin. Yesterday, when the Siraj incident happened, we saw him right there, right next to Rahane, you know, making his presence felt. Even in the post-match press conference, he came and he spoke his mind. Even today, while batting with Vihari, you know, he was having constant conversations and he played Nathan Lyon so well. He faced 128 deliveries today. That's no, you know, easy defeat. Sanjay Manjrekar even in commentary sort of said that, Ashwin handled Lyon almost the best among the Indian batters. So, you know, there's just so much things to take away from this match of Ashwin. You know, you've seen so many facets of him that we've all just wanted to see so much of over the years.
I think you're right. I think what we've seen is Ashwin at his, you know, absolute peak as a bowler, as a senior member of the team, even as a batsman, somebody who's putting a price on his wicket. He's not waving the white flag because the top order is gone. I think he's bowled skillfully, and he's taking a leadership role, even where the Siraj incident was concerned. He's a man of strong opinions, but he's also very skillful. And, you know, I think Sanjay Manjrekar was absolutely right that the manner in which he blunted, you know, and frustrated Nathan Lyon was one of the highlights of this match for me. Nathan Lyon was expected to run through the Indian second innings. It didn't happen. 44 overs, and Lyon bowled a fair share of those 44 overs to the Hanuma Vihari Ashwin partnership that they had. But Ashwin, the way he played him is something that it almost seemed that he was reading Nathan Lyon's mind and then knew what to do, rather than groping, feeling his way through. Because being an off-spinner, and this is Ashwin's quality, he's a cerebral cricketer, and he likes to outthink, outflank the opponents, and today he did it.
Okay, my last question before I let you go. We are celebrating this draw, but the next match starts on Friday. We do know that it will happen in Brisbane, as Cricket Australia have confirmed, but it's going to be tough for India to pick a lineup, right? I mean, we do know that Jadeja is going to head back to India. Vihari, in all likelihood, is also not going to be able to play the match. Maybe the one positive is that they will end up playing Rishabh Pant probably as just a batter.
I think they might have no choice but to do that. You know, I mean, you have Mayank Agarwal and Prithvi Shaw still in the ranks as specialist batsmen. But I think that, they might be inclined to include Saha as a full-timer. Remember, Saha got 4 catches in Australia's second inning. So there is obviously a difference between his wicket-keeping skills and Pant's, just as much as there is a difference in the batting skills between Pant and Saha. So I think both will be likely to play. And especially, look, I think if India can come out of this series with a draw, which means they'll retain the Border Gavaskar trophy, they've done exceptionally well. I think that is something we must not lose sight of. With half a team virtually, without Kohli, without Shami, without Umesh Yadav, without even the option of using a Rahul, etc., etc., now losing Jadeja. I mean, if they come out with a draw, it's fantastic. It's like, it's a victory.
That is true. And we'll see what happens in the Brisbane Test. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ayaz.
Thank you, Mandra. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you all for listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast with Ayaz Memon on The Quint, powered by Farm Easy, India's largest online pharmacy, and Medibuddy.
Thanks for listening. Log on to The Quint's website and check out our other podcasts,